This is Steve Sherlock with another in a series of podcasts for Franklin Matters. This is Franklin Matters number 127, if I count properly. This is a special school committee meeting that was added to the calendar. The school committee met 6 in person, 1 via remote participation, to make a decision on their candidates for the school superintendent, and ultimately decided to reopen the search. They did have 3 candidates. The 3 candidates were interviewed as broadcast in a recording recently. One of the 3 candidates has decided to stay within her district. And apparently of the other 2 candidates, the school committee could not agree on a fit for the community and the position with either of the candidates. So they voted 7-0 to reopen. And then the rest of the meeting is the discussion on the timeline for the new process. So without further ado, here's the school committee meeting of February 7th, approximately 45, 50 minutes long, as they go through the process, go through the discussion, how they got where they were. Each committee member speaks on their position, and they have the vote, and so forth. So without further ado, here's the meeting of February 7th.
Good evening. Welcome to special meeting of the Franklin School Committee. It is February 7th, and we're at 7:05. And we have to announce before we go with any further business that one of our members, Cindy Douglas, is not physically present. But under the laws and the rules of the school committee, she is able to participate remotely. She's on the phone right now. Cindy, say something.
Good evening, all.
All right, this is a school committee meeting with one agenda, and that agenda is to speak about our superintendent search. Having said that, as it is an official school committee meeting, I would like you to join me in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of
the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Also on our agenda, as per usual, is a moment of silence. Okay, thank you very much. First thing I want to say is to review how we got to where we are right now for the press who is here and for anyone interested in the process. We had been informed by our superintendent, Maureen Sablinski, that she was going to retire at the end of the school year. We, in an effort to be as open and as forthright as possible as a school committee, came to a unanimous agreement to hire HYA, a national consultant firm, one of whose members, Randy, is with us here, and we will we'll hear from him at a further point of this meeting. We went through an enormous process. I don't remember a process in this town ever that was as open and involved and as inclusive as this process. We had 50-something applicants to HYA. They presented us with 5. And as it turns out, 2 of those applicants presented to us took either another position or decided to stay in the position they were in. So tonight, at the end of our long search, we have 2 people to present to this board for discussion. Susan Kostka, David Thompson are the 2 remaining candidates, because a 3rd remaining candidate, Linda Hirsch, has decided to stay with her school system and has withdrawn from our race. We were fortunate in our inclusivity. We had parents and teachers and administration and central office respond. We had 26 pages, closely typed pages of input. I think we went above and beyond in the process of trying to present to this town the best possible candidate we could find. Did I leave anything out? I mean, in terms of the process, I think I would like for the record, Ann Bergen went above and beyond. Every one of us on this committee did a lot of work on this. Every one of us worked on this, and the amount of work in this process has been just enormous, well beyond anything I would have predicted at the beginning. And of all of us, so Ann stood out for her work. So I want to thank her publicly, because we have a process I personally could be proud of being a part of. And we have HYA here, and I would like to publicly say to Randy that I think they did their job very well in presenting us with the candidates and presenting us with the information we needed for tonight. Anyone want to speak to the process?
I just wanted to thank all of the people who participated and were so thoughtful and reflective in their feedback. People took a lot of time to give feedback, to reflect, and we were all appreciative of that. I think that people cared enough to give feedback and to participate in this whole process. The community, we had, so many people came to the forum, and faculty came, and the principals and assistant principals, central office people. So I just wanted to thank everyone that part of the process, because people were truly committed to, to doing their jobs. So.
All right. Cindy.
Cindy's
on the back phone. Vanessa's over here, and we're in Bellingham.
Kevin, I just wanted to thank you for handling the process the way that you and Ann have as leadership of this committee. I think from the very beginning, what was very clear from the surveys that were open to anybody in town that wanted to complete those surveys to help guide us in this process. There was a sense that some things were done deals, and we saw those kind of comments. And I think by bringing in fresh eyes from the outside to really evaluate the best of the best out there, and then allowing so many people in the community the opportunity to be part of this process was fantastic. I would just like to say on the record, from my perspective as a current administrator, school administrator in the state and a longtime teacher, that I think there is a changing tides right now in public education, and it is a challenging time to be a school leader, whether it's a public official facing budget constraints, and certainly building and district leadership sees the same, as do teachers see the mandates that just keep coming down on us. And so I think when you see the trends on the number of retirements that are happening, the number of openings across this state, which we were very well aware of, this is a very challenging time to find somebody to lead a district that faces as many challenges as Franklin does. And so while we're sitting here evaluating that process, I think we can be proud of what we've done to bring in the best of the best, and recognize that this is going to be a challenge. And part of our job going forward is going to be working with whoever we do make the ultimate decision to help bring them part of the process to move Franklin forward. And that's going to be one of our roles as a school committee. I feel passionately about that, and I think we, having taken this time to volunteer in these roles, are going to need to take an active role in whoever we bring in. Because I think what this process has shown, and certainly the surveys have illuminated this, is there's a lot of opinions. And I think we knew that was going to be the case. There is no perfect candidate out there for most jobs these days. And you're gonna have to evaluate that and think with your heart and your mind in this process. And I think that's what we're all faced with today.
Well said. This is an incredibly important meeting tonight, and going forward, the leadership of our school system. Any other thoughts? All right, the way I see it, and please correct me, I see there are three options before us tonight. We have two candidates, so those are two of the options, or we have the option of not to choose tonight and to reopen this process. I'm open to any other thoughts, discussions we should have. Well, then let me put the first thought, not the only thought, open to any input. I was impressed by the process, as I said. I am impressed by the two candidates we have before us. But I am personally of the opinion that we should go out for more resumes, more input, and that we should not choose tonight to appoint the superintendent, but to reopen the search. That comes to me from, as many of you have given us input, from discussions all over the place, discussions with members of the school committee. I just think that is the best route, and I am going to put that on the table for discussion and see if that is where this committee is. Four votes of this committee will decide all issues tonight. All votes will be roll call. Cindy.
Kevin?
Cindy. Denise. Cindy, you remember, this bat phone thing has got me going crazy.
Can I ask her first?
Can I speak or should I wait?
Speak.
Oh, I just wanted to say that I read through everything that was sent forth from the HR, but I'd like to make a motion also to stop the search and start again and maybe find a different way of selecting the new superintendent, going back to maybe a committee of three, the chair, the vice chair, and one other person, whoever wants you folks want to pick. And that way we could all read all the resumes, because it would, that's what the public would, the law allows, right? That we could read all the resumes if it's done that way. But if we read the resumes, then with our suggestions, a team of committee of three could then select, but we'd be in the process and maybe involve the HR director this time. Just a thought.
Okay. Thank you for those thoughts, Denise.
So,
thank you.
I would second your motion to reopen the search. I think that I don't agree with Cindy's approach. That would not make me comfortable, so I would not vote for her approach there, having a 3-4 person search committee. But I do think that while we had some wonderful finalists in front of us, based on all of the factors, I think the best decision is to reopen the search.
Any other thoughts? MJ.
Allow me to be the fourth. I agree that we need to reopen the search. The folks who came before us, at the time that they put into, you know, coming to the district, spending time with us, all the teachers, the parents who took the time, much appreciated. But with the candidates, the final candidates that we have, I just don't really think that we have the one. And I think that we need to go back out on, you know, each of them brought different things to the table, but really the full package is what we need.
Okay, thank you for that. Anyone else?
Yes, I would like to comment that I think when you look at our school system, I've been here now for 20 years, and I think it has improved immensely. I'm very proud of the school system. I'm very proud of the teachers that are in the school system. I'm more proud of the way they work as a team across the district. And therefore, I think that we need a very careful person who understands the district, who understands team cooperation, who understands team leadership. And you also have to remember that, to me, this person is probably the most politically important person in Franklin. And I think that person needs to be very able to communicate easily and openly and have a world of experience so that they can rely on that as they direct their thoughts out to the audiences that are in the town. So I think we really need to open this, but there's one other thing. I've been approached by several people in the town by saying that the school committee did not want anyone from the current system to apply. And I would like to make that clear that that's not the case. So if any of you out there who are in our school system want to apply, it is not us who said do not apply, and we would encourage anyone who is within the system who wants to apply to apply. They'll be treated like everybody else, but I just was approached by too many people that said, well, the school committee did not want someone from within the system, and that's just not the case. So I wanted to bring that out and just state that.
Thank you for that. Too much work went into this process so that kind of misinformation should be out there. No one was discouraged or encouraged. This was an open process throughout.
I just wanted to add also, I agree, Kevin, I think part of the process always was from the beginning when we were first presented, you know, with this project in front of us was, we were directed, especially by the consultant, do not settle. And part of the process always was, listen, if the first part of the process doesn't work and you haven't found the candidate, we will go back out there again and we will do it all over. And I believe that's what we want to, I mean, at least that's what I would want to do. And again, I also wanted to commend the people who came forward, those candidates who put themselves out there, and they went through. And again, you said it, Kevin, there hasn't been a process like that. And they all, you know, they stood up in front of the community and they went, met with every group, and they were kind, and they put themselves out there. And I did want to commend them all. It just wasn't the right fit for us. And but part of the process always was, if we weren't fully satisfied, that we would go back out there, and that would be my vote. So.
Well, Vanessa.
Yes, John, I think your point is well taken. I think, you know, my point was that there was also clearly the other opinion, that it was going to be an inside job, and that it was going to be, you know, having worked in the system, having watched the system also for a while, I also think that there have been a lot of appointments in this district that have been moves that have occurred without full processes like this was, where there was open forums where everybody had a chance to voice opinions on candidates. And I think that's why I worry about going back to what Cindy suggests, which is an inside process where we are removing the potential political situation that clearly is evident. If you're getting information from constituents saying one thing, I've heard from plenty of constituents the other way, that everybody felt that people were being groomed and placed on a platter for us to choose from. So you've gotten information from people. I certainly must run in different circles than you, because I've heard exactly the opposite, that everybody thought that there were certain people that this job was going to be handed to again. Franklin has had that happen in the past, and so that is out there as part of our history that we have handed it to somebody.
Again, Vanessa, thank you for saying that. Again, this has been as open as I personally.
Kevin?
Yes. You didn't raise your
hand. My wasn't to promote within. It was, I just thought maybe if we got to look at all the resumes, all seven of us, and then the choice of who you pick and as the third candidate, I mean the third on the committee, that way we could all look at them and we could recommend. But that's all it was. It wasn't to pull somebody from inside at all. Okay, that's all.
No, appreciate that. At this point, what I had started the discussion with was a suggestion. An actual motion would be in order, and then a roll call vote would ensue. So do I hear such a motion?
Yes, I move that we stop the process of selecting from the candidates that we have and reopen the discussion and reassign our group that we have hired to go back out and re-advertise and come up with new individuals. That would not eliminate the current individuals who are on, they could still apply.
Cindy?
Second that.
Second that. All right, any discussion now that the motion is on the floor? All right.
I don't know. I just want to get my question out there. If this is the chance or not. Would we potentially look at the job description or discuss any of those things in a workshop setting again? Or is this just it goes back to the consultants and they put it back on the job boards as worded, et cetera?
I think if we go out again, everything is open. Thus,
so I just want to make sure. I think it might be worth our time to have another workshop type meeting to discuss if there's any changing, tweaking, pivoting, whatever we might need to do in terms of the job description, the listing, et cetera.
Okay,
I'm just asking. I wasn't prepared for this particular scenario when we first hired the consultant, so I didn't look at the contract on that detail.
I'm sure that Randy and his consulting firm are very open to that. We could put the matter of the superintendent search on the very next school committee meeting, where the school committee could have some more discussion on how to guide the search going forward. But yeah, there's no reason that when we say we're going to open the search, we're going to go open step one.
Denise, I'm not sure. You said job description. I'm not sure what you're talking about.
So just, you know, not having experienced this particular, you know, thing before, when you need to reopen a search like this, what's the normal procedure?
Okay, I in anticipation of this, I did prepare or would get to eventually a proposed timeline for a reopening, and I sent it to Kevin and Ann for review and put it out there. You know, I don't know if you want to go through it yet until you do the motion, Kevin. Yep. But
I think we should do the motion first.
Right.
But if you would answer
sure.
Denise's question.
What normally happens is that we don't review, we don't redo any of the documentation because, and we don't do the leadership profile again.
Right, that
so
would need to be done, right.
So we don't go to focus groups, we don't do the survey again. We re-advertise again.
So it would be the updated, so we had like a first job description that was posted, and then there was an updated job description based on the leadership profile, from what I understood.
Right, you're talking.
So it would be the updated job description
exactly.
that we would use again. So
yeah.
there's.
You're talking about the ad, not the job description. You're talking about
the ad.
Yeah,
I guess so.
Yeah, that's right. It would be the updated job description that we put out there again, and then we would recruit and seek candidates again. I have some comments. I think I'll wait till after.
Oh,
the
please,
vote.
Yeah. Look, because we
so,
right
so
now just have a vote.
I think we're fine.
To
just
take.
Fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I would like to put you on
the spot.
On the spot. All right.
We have a motion
seconded. We have no more discussion to that effect. I will read this as it is on the agenda, not to put myself first, but I am listed first, so I will vote. Yes, to reopen the search. I have Mrs. Bellello.
Yes.
Mrs. Schultz.
Yes.
Mrs. Douglas.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
That sounded like a real sunshiny yes.
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 Well, she's
yes.
in Florida. Right. Dr. Bergen.
Yes.
Schofield.
Yes.
Dr. Jewell.
Yes.
Then it is decided that we will now reopen the search. Before I turn this over and have Randy talk, I do want to say this about our two people that were potentially discussed tonight. I think I found, and I think I mirrored this committee, they were wonderful people. They were wonderful professionals. They're being interested in our system. It's good for our system, and says good things about our system, says good things about them. The issue of fit is a very difficult thing to quantify, but certainly I hope in their disappointment they will understand that this is not a negative to their professionalism or their application, but this is a decision of the school committee to go a different route. So I wish them, on behalf of us in the town, to the very best in their professional endeavors. Having said that, I'd like to ask Randy Collins from HYA to discuss steps from here. What, now that we're at this place, what do we do next?
Let me make a few comments about steps in the past, if you will. First of all, I think you've made the right decision. As I read the comments, the 26 pages, and as I got reports on how things went, I was the first one, I think, to tell you to look at the fit over the credentials and to not settle. Now, in regards, Denise made a comment about she hadn't looked at our contract. Our contract is not to bring you just a superintendent, it's to bring you the right superintendent. And so the only additional charge, if you will be advertising. Nothing else on that. What it costs to re-advertise the position in Ed Week and ASA and at the State Superintendent Association, things like that. That doesn't cost anything to the State Superintendent. So I think the correct decision has been made. I appreciate the thoroughness with which the school committee is doing it. Regarding candidates, we can look at papers. We can look at their resumes, we can make judgments, we can look at their experience, we can interview them, we can Skype with them, we can do the face-to-face. We don't know how they're going to do when they get in front of the school committee or the public in Franklin. And that's the one unknown. We just don't know that. And sometimes it works well. I knew fairly early on that this was probably going to be a reopener because I didn't really see the fit. I sat through the interviews, if you remember. Having said that, I wouldn't be disheartened at all. I think, if anything, you should be encouraged that the committee has put the interest of the children of Franklin first, and that you're seeking to get the best candidate. I think you will. I really think you will. There are people who will apply now who may not have applied earlier in the year. There's a number of things that will go on. I can tell you, there's a couple of rumors that I've heard. I must travel in both circles because I've heard both rumors that there was an inside candidate that they weren't invited to apply. So I heard that. I regret things that get out like that because it just isn't true. In either case, there may be a perception of that, but it's just not a fact on that. Superintendents. We approached many superintendents. Some would not move from where they are in terms of geographically move. They would have to, especially with the traffic on 495 and 95. Some would not would want to move to a system that had more resources, frankly. They know there's a struggle with resources. What I see happening, though, it's interesting, and I think it's healthy, is that the current superintendent batch, if I can use that word, batch, of superintendents who are in the jobs right now are retiring. A lot of them are retiring. And what's happened is women who have been serving in assistant superintendent roles are ready to move. So in both the searches we just did, we have predominantly women applicants. And I think that's a healthy thing. And it brings diversity to the profession. So I'm not at all disappointed nor apologetic for the number of women that we put forward here or in Concord that we did. Having said all of that, I know it can be disappointing, but you should not be disappointed. Let's move on. Let's find the right person. I did put together, after talking with Ann and Kevin, a proposed timeline for the reopening. And do you have a copy in front of you?
Okay. Yes.
And what I did is I tried to blend my calendar with this because I've got a couple of leadership things I have to do at the end of February in Tampa and New Orleans. So I tried to work the dates. These can change, though. but I'll be looking at the calendar to make sure I can change it from my point of view. Suggesting that we advertise the position starting tomorrow morning through the end of February. That's 20 days. It's not a long time, but I think it's long enough. If need be, at the 28th, if we don't have what we think we need for numbers, we can extend that and move everything else further down the road. So for now, I would say 8 through 28. Don and I will work on getting another slate of candidates to the school committee by the 13th of March. And that could move back a couple days, but 13th is a Monday. I think it's a Monday.
It's a Monday.
The 13th. Well, we could do the... That's not a good day for you, Denise?
I can make it work. Monday the 13th. I book far out, though, you know.
I know.
The 9th is open. I'm just not sure we're ready on the 9th. And we really do want to thoroughly vet these people. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to put a couple of weeks in there. So anyway, present another slate of candidates to the school committee.
I just have to not go to my office. I'm not
going to put
them in. Not working? Okay.
Another day that week, maybe?
The 14th?
14th is open.
Is our school committee meeting?
Isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Well, we could do the 14th as long as we get on the agenda. If there's like a 3-hour discussion on something, we'd mm-hmm. like not
or
to wait for
we
that.
Do like an hour before, like a 6:00?
We could do that.
Yeah.
So the 14th?
Let's say the 14th, and if we need the hour
sounds
before.
Good.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay. That worked better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this would just consist of you presenting your list of
just like we did last time
with the resumes, etc.
Exactly, just like we did last time. And then I'm thinking around very quickly. It won't take long. On the 17th, which is the Friday, we could arrange the interviews with the same group. I don't want to disagree with any committee member, but I don't think what Cindy proposed is a viable option for a number of reasons. If number one, we never share all the applications for obvious reasons, because you got three people up there now who didn't get the job, whose names are. We never share all the applications, and the minute the whole school committee looks at all the applications, they're all public. So that would be a problem. And so I'm suggesting that you do interviews again with the same, if not the same four non-voting members, at least same groups, and they may want to continue. On that. And then I'm suggesting the next week.
Well, the issue is that too tight a turnaround, counterbalanced with do we have time since we're in a competition for whatever candidates are left. So, does the
normal idea that Randy has reached out to those candidates to schedule them?
Before I present their names, they know they're going to be public. And what I tell them is that the interviews will be on the 17th.
So you're going to tell them as you screen them?
If you can't make the 17th, then I'm not putting your name forth.
Okay.
I'm pretty firm on that. So on the 17th.
Is it necessary to note for you from Connecticut that the 17th is in this particular region of the country,
kind of a
certain special day.
I was sort of thinking about doing something.
Yes,
I thought I would make some Irish good luck to us.
Yeah. Delay some of my traditional activities for a later time. Or maybe not.
No, I mean, the pubs are open late, I think.
go on.
The very next week, when we interviewed last time, we had four. You remember we had five, one withdrew, we had four. We would tell people that if you are moving on, if the committee selects you to move on, then the very next week, one of those days, we're going to have to schedule a visit like we did here. Same process, I can't stress enough, because I think it worked well, frankly. Then what I did is I put the committee site visits before the decision. This time, as you know, it would have been tonight, quite likely it might have been a decision and then a site visit. What I did is I put an extra week in there of so that you can get to their sites, wherever they are, how many sites you wanted to do. And then on the 4th of April, have a meeting that we hopefully would have had tonight, where you make a decision contingent on background check and contract negotiations. Those two things. Now that's a rapid process. I don't think it's too rapid. I think it's rapid enough to tap into what's out there and get this wrapped up for you early April.
I would suggest that you add the 11th as the target for having the background checks done.
That's our next meeting.
Right. To the list.
So in other words, the 11th would be to announce the new superintendent.
We may not hit it because something may come up, but at least we'll have it down on the list if that's our intention.
Right, so we put forth the finalists on the 4th and the following, then you do the background check. Is a week enough time?
It takes 7 to 10 days. We just finished a conference, it took 6 days. So it's quite likely possible. What we do is we send the, after you choose on the 14th, the final or the preferred candidate, we send them via link the authorization for us to do the background check, and they send it back to us electronically. It goes directly to our firm and to the search and to the background people. So it moves more quickly than getting it in mail back and forth, things like that. So
it's a reasonable goal if we don't make it because of the email.
It's a very reasonable goal, but now is it reasonable to get the contract negotiations done in the week too?
Sure, we'll make that. I think time does loom over this process now as a specter that has to be dealt with.
I also think that the fact that we've done it once, we know what we're going to do. We know what we're looking for. It's easier to do the second time.
Yeah, I'd hold the same questions you used last time. They seem to be thoughtful questions.
The one part of the process that I had concerns with was after we did the interviews, the way that we discussed the, I'm not sure if there's any possibility that we could change that up because I didn't feel good about that part.
Yeah, I was thinking about that and I mentioned it to Ann and Kevin earlier. I think a better way to do that is not jump right to the ratings. But have discussion first. So we discuss the candidates among you, discuss the candidates, the 11 of you amongst, and then you talk about strengths and weaknesses because it could shape someone's mind on whether rating, who's a top candidate. The discussion could do that. Whereas if we jump cold into it, there's no interaction. So I think that was a mistake on my part to do it that way. This time I think if it would be better if we have the discussion. And then we can do the rating the way we did it and see who the final candidate might be at the top, too. Yeah. It was, in reflecting on that, I thought that was not handled well. That would be my responsibility.
Any thoughts on the plan? This is not needing a vote, but it's just needing an understanding. This is where we'll go unless some unforeseen thing comes.
Yeah. One more point of clarification. So the only thing that I have a slight concern about is whether 20 days of a listing is enough. So I guess my question is, what's the check-in? Who are we checking in with? At what point to decide whether we have enough, what the numbers are? Will you be reporting to Kevin and he'll let us know?
Yeah, I think so. I was
the 28th, I think, is a school committee meeting for us. Is that right?
The 28th.
The 28th of February is, and March is the 14th and 28th as well. So,
and I'm just saying, yeah. Another time as we're convening.
In reality, Denise or Cindy, if I may call you. In reality, if applicants come in between the 28th and the 12th or the 11th of March, who look hopeful, we look at them.
Okay.
Because until we present the slate to you, you know, we're open to look at anyone that's coming in. Last time we had one came in after we presented the slate. I'll call her and have her reapply because I didn't look at it.
So they're not, it's not pulled down or disabled?
Not pulled down.
Okay.
But, you know, the other issue is I didn't expect you to get 58 applicants last time. I'll be shocked if you get 58 applicants this time. I'm thinking you get 20-something. But all you need is one. Mm-hmm. All you really need is one that fits with Franklin.
Cindy, I know you weren't able to see the dates here. Would you like us to just read them to you?
The 14th is when they, I'm trying to write it down. The 14th is the cutoff date. Is that what it is?
No, the 28th of February.
To the 14th of March, is that what it is?
No, let me just tell you the dates. February will be open from the 8th to the 28th to accept candidates applying.
Oh, okay, you're right. Thank you.
Then March 13th will be when 14th. They present.
14th.
I thought it was the 14th.
It is.
Yeah.
No? Okay. I didn't change it on my thing, but thank you. March 14th is a presentation of the candidates to us and the school committee.
Okay.
Then March
17th
will be the chance to to discuss with the candidates as we did before our questions.
Okay.
Then on the 20th to the 24th, the candidates, someday in there, the candidates will visit Franklin as they did before, or as the other ones did.
With the full committee, with the other four?
With the full, well, that's to the... It's
or is that going to be with the principals and...
Yes. Yeah.
That's all the principals and everything.
Okay.
Then the school committee will do, a complete school committee will do the site visits on between the 27th and the 31st to the candidates we select to do a site visit to.
Okay.
That could be one, two, or three, just depending on what we choose.
Right.
Then on the 4th of April, we'll meet to select the candidate as we were planning to do tonight, earlier.
Uh-huh.
And then a week later, they will complete the background check and we will announce the candidate, hopefully the new superintendent of the Franklin school system.
Sounds good.
In reality,
thank you.
In reality, the new person will be out there on the 4th.
Yes.
It just won't be finalized.
Right.
Thank you,
but it's like a trade. You have to go through the physical and the other things.
Cindy, you all set with those dates?
Yes, thank you very much. I believe so.
Okay. Thank you, John. Any questions of Randy?
Yeah. Any questions about process or anything, I'd be glad to answer. By the way, Don would have been here. He had surgery and he's still not fully functioning.
Wish him the best for us, because
we
like having him here.
MJ.
MJ.
Okay. The ad, Randy, will it say that the search is reopened so that it's not just an ad, it's just another ad?
It can. I hadn't thought about that, but I think it's probably wise to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen them in Doc Franklin, obviously, but I've seen ads that say reopen.
I've seen them,
It's probably a good idea. I'll make sure they get some.
I would like to make a statement for our press, who they do us a service by their coming to all of our meetings, some of which are longer than others. But if I could request that the idea is this is an open search for inside candidates, for outside candidates, for any candidate that thinks this would be a good place for them professionally, in whom we can choose. We're looking for the most number of candidates from wherever. There is no restriction on insiders or outsiders. And I just want to say that because it's a third, what both Vanessa and John said is disturbing to me. We have never been about excluding anybody, and we still are not.
It's a lot of time and a lot of money just to have something all set up, you wouldn't do that, it'd be a waste.
I'd say one last thing, HYA has done as well. Your part in the search I found was satisfactory, and we We are looking forward to working with you going forward. There is a candidate for us out there. I want to personally commend the school committee. This is the most important decision this town makes in 8 years. The education of our children is the most important thing we do in this town. And we, the seven of us, have sworn an oath to make that our responsibility to provide the very best leadership we can. And that you have chosen not to take the quick and easy way, but that you've chosen to take the correct way, in my view, is very commendable. So thank you, one and all.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. Cindy.
Yes, all in favor, what I, whatever you like. Enjoy the snow.
Well, the
get out your shovel.
To pay the chair of the school committee $40. I didn't hear a second, anyway.
No.
Aye.
No, wait a minute, you got to have a roll. Have each one of us say yes.
For what? To leave?
To do a roll call to adjourn.
Oh, to adjourn.
That's for remote participation.
Right.
Oh, geez. Okay, so who made the motion?
I made the motion.
Who seconded?
I did.
MJ, let's start with you.
Yes.
Vanessa?
Yes.
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 And yes.
Cindy?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, one and all.
Okay. Thank you, and good night.
Good night, Cindy.
Thank you.
This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but I can't do it alone. I can always use your help. How can you help? If you like this, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like this, please let me know. Through the feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements, and I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you've got questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is entitled Ernesto Manana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy.